BBC News with David Harper. The World Health Organization has warned that the coronavirus pandemic is disrupting normal health services, particularly immunization for the poorest children. The WHO's Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said there were reports of shortages of vaccines against other diseases, such as polio and cholera. President Trump has used his first coronavirus news conference since Friday to insist the US is bringing the spread of the illness under control. Speaking outside the White House, Mr. Trump said there were encouraging signs across the country and the governors should reopen their states as quickly as possible, as long as it's safe to do so. More than 50,000 Americans have died during the outbreak. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, has said he may step up coronavirus restrictions after pictures emerged of crowds flocking to beaches at the weekend. Mr. Newsom said this could delay the loosening of measures. The collapse in demand for oil because of the pandemic has sent prices plummeting again. The US benchmark, West Texas Intermediate, tumbled by 25% to below $13 a barrel. The crisis has been made worse by the lack of storage space for oil. Workers at a construction site in Nigeria's biggest city, Lagos, have rioted in protest at lockdown measures. Police said the workers at the Lekki Free Trade Zone injured several officers. Nigeria's president has announced the restrictions will be extended for another week. Colombia's main rebel group, the ELN, has announced it won't renew a unilateral ceasefire, it declared, to help the authorities deal with the pandemic. The left-wing rebels had been pushing for a resumption of peace talks with the government, which were suspended 2 years ago. Argentina has banned all internal and international commercial flights until the 1st of September because of the pandemic. The authorities said airlines shouldn't be allowed to sell tickets for flights that may not go ahead in the next 4 months. BBC News.